Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nasdaq Dorsey Wright Monday Analyst Discussion. My name is Ian Saunders, and joining us here this week is Sarah Maley, and we're seeing a fair amount of interesting movement coming back into the market week this Monday. Markets closed up right at the end of last week with a rally towards the end of Friday there, but we're down on the week as a whole. And then we come in here this Monday morning to kick off the week in a some relatively broad-based declines across the board that end up in a decent rally heading into the close here, at least at the time of this recording this afternoon. But the movement we saw for the broader S&P 500 index, if you take a look at the S&P 500 on a 20-point chart scale, which is the chart scale that we've been typically monitoring throughout this enhanced volatility that we've seen, you can navigate to that chart by going to the broader chart of the S&P 500 and going to the 20-point chart under the other scales link on the left-hand side. And looking at that chart, we can see that we got the elevated territory there right at the beginning of the month with the index moving up, pushing the 3220 level. And then with movement last week, fell a little bit further south, bringing us down to that 3000 threshold before reversing back up into a column of X's there on Friday at 3080. Then we come in here this morning with movement that we saw occurring in the broader market this morning, led to another reversal back down into a column of O's, but this time was low enough to actually fall through a support level that we had there at 3,000. So at least at the time of this recording, we're looking at a sell signal on this 20-point chart from the S&P 500 down there at that 2980 point. So further support would here would be coming down at the 2780 point initially, and then further beneath that at the 2740 threshold that we reached twice there in April. But just wanted to touch on some of the movement we see going on this chart in particular, given the enhanced volatility we're seeing in the market that's might be leading to some questions on some charts. So at least with the movement we see going on right now, again, showing a five box reversal down into O's to break that triple bottom at 2980. If we did get back up enough into the 3100 threshold by the time the market closes this afternoon, that would negate that column. But at least with the information we have right now at the time of this recording, still going to be having that sell signal there. And any subsequent trading that we saw this afternoon or any subsequent movement higher would be taken into account on the next trading day. So tomorrow, assuming the market did continue to open around those current levels. So just one thing to point out, again, looking at that reversal back up from here, which would come at that 3040 or higher threshold if we did not reach that point there later on today. But the movement that we saw, I mean, it was, I guess, fairly surprising, fairly quick. We saw one of the largest declining days really since back at the initial onset of this market decline there last week after a little over a week or so of continued movement upwards for broader domestic equity indices. So with the market rally we've seen throughout the past several weeks, really up until the end of last week, we saw the broader S&P 500 index get into relatively heavy overbought territory, moving to a weekly overbought oversold or a weekly OBOS level, as we say, of 86.55% through the end of the first week of June there on June 5th. That was actually the most overbought we'd seen for this particular index since prior to this market decline that we saw the S&P 500 get into an overbought territory there above the 100% threshold right there towards the end of January. And then subsequently, obviously, with the market decline, moving to heavily oversold conditions before moving back into overbought territory with this rally that we've seen. So while the swiftness which with this pullback that we saw at the end of last week was definitely something a little bit of a surprise there, the movement back from these overbought levels is something that is not necessarily, we'd say, expected, but at least something that we see is more relatively on the normal side for utilizing these overbought oversold readings. There's some other ways that we can look at to identify areas or times when the market might be more overextended or washed out. And one of those in particular is looking at the chart of the bullish percent for the broader NYSE, the ticker BPNYSE, is one we've been focusing on pretty extensively here recently. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, thanks, Ian. So the bullish percent, which measures the percent of stocks that's on the New York Stock Exchange that are trading on point figure buy signals, stocks that are participating, we saw this reach 80, which was, the highest we had seen it in at least the last 8 years, looking at this chart. So we reached those kind of overextended levels where we saw 80% of stocks were participating to the upside. We did see that reverse down last week to the 70 level, just telling us that less stocks are participating, more stocks are moving to sell signals, which made sense with the recent market action that we saw. With today's action, you can look at the intraday readings for the bullish percents on our intraday breaks page. But with the market action today that Ian touched on, how we've seen these swings in the S&P 500 due to that action, it looked like we were going to add another O today at 68 as we saw more stocks move to sell signals today. However, that is all dependent on how we finish up the day. So all those sell signals and buy signals, those are looked at intraday. So once we hit close, the system can tally up the actual number of buy signals or sell signals that were given today. And then we are able to, update this chart after hours. But intraday through about 3 o'clock Eastern, it does look like we're going to print another O at 68 as more stocks are moving have moved to sell signals.
Certainly, and that's one thing we've seen. I mean, in looking at this, as Sarah mentioned, it's one of the percentage-based indicators that we have looking at those different buy signals and sell signals, the percentage of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange that are on a current buy signal. And so we have some variety of other percentage-based indicators that we have here on the platform, but this has been one of the main ones that we focused on given the amount of volatility that we've seen. It's moved around quite a bit more than we've seen over the past several years. So to really get a feel for how many names are participating in this rally that we've seen, how many names are participating in the movement going on in the markets, this is a great chart to come in and take a look at, as Sarah mentioned there. Another one that we have is going to be the PTNYSE. So instead of looking at the number of buy signals, the PTNYSE is looking at the percentage of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange that are on, or they're trading above their respective bullish support lines or in an overall positive trend. This chart definitely moves quite a bit slower than the bullish percent charts, which makes sense. The stocks would need to return to buy signals before we'd see them return to positive trends right after that market decline. And we saw it fall to pretty washed out territory with the market decline earlier this year in March, moving down to a level of 8%. And then interestingly enough, we've seen it move reverse back up into a convexes and just continue straight up in that convexes to its current chart level of 56. So typically as a line demarcation that we use for the PT charts is going to be that 50% threshold, which we've seen maintain on the backs of this market volatility over the past week or so. So one thing to keep in mind is the different time horizon of the indicators that you're looking at. This PT chart is going to be looking at a little bit more longer term picture. So even though we see some lack of near-term participation there as the market volatility continues to pick up over the past few days, the fact that we're continuing to see stocks maintain their trend lines, continue to trade above those bullish support lines in overall positive trends is certainly a positive sign to be taken as we look towards the halfway point on the year here at the end of this month. And there are some other longer-term indications that we've seen have seen some further movement to the upside as well over the past few weeks here with the market rally. And one of those in particular is looking at that broader Dolly ranking, specifically here looking at the history of the asset class buy signal comparison.
Yeah, so we saw U.S. equities fall from the number one position, into that number four spot during the COVID-19 sell-off that we, kind of are still, the volatility that we're still experiencing today. But since that time, we've seen U.S. equities move back up into the third position. So it's behind number one ranked cash and number two ranked fixed income. But since the beginning of the month, we've seen U.S. equities gain 14 signals, while fixed income has lost 12 and cash has lost 13. The only other best performing or highest gaining asset class is international equities, which has gained 16 signals, although it still ranks dead last. So this relative improvement shows us that, equities are still gaining strength. We still have some ways to go as we have about 29 signals separating U.S. equities and fixed income and 33 signals separating cash and U.S. equities, which again is ranked number one. So this is something that we're monitoring. You can always go in and view the tally history within the Dolly tool by clicking on that history link at the top, like Ian did on his screen. And you can just go through and see how those signals have shifted. Again, we didn't see any changes over the past few days. But again, going back to the beginning of the month, we've seen, you know, equities improve on a relative basis.
Certainly. We've seen a fair amount of rotation within the equity space as well with this market rally that we've seen. In going over, we were looking at the history tab initially, but in going on the Dolly page to the broader overview page, we've seen a fair amount of movement in the individual sector perspective within the Dolly tool. We saw energy move up from very low rankings at the onset of this rally, right at the bottom there, that 2200 point, and continue to move higher all the way up in the number one ranked relative strength sector on the Dolly tool as of the last couple of weeks here, moving above technology and still separated above technology by 15 buy signals there. That continuing that over some of our models, we've seen a fair amount of models show the sector changes here over the past couple of weeks. So for those of you who are following any of our individual sector rotation models, definitely seen a fair amount of names within the energy space come in to many of those models. So if it's something that you are following, be sure to make sure that you have alerts set on those particular models. You can do so by going up top, models and products, and then going down to models, and then make sure you have that little blue bell icon to be notified of any changes that might be going on, because there are a fair amount of stuff moving around as this market volatility does continue. And so making sure that you have the most timely approach and coming in and getting alerted to those changes, certainly worthwhile to take a look at here.
Yeah, and I also think, which I forgot to mention, but even on this page, setting Dolly alerts so that, you know, when we see those long-term changes, or if we see those long-term shifts in either the broad asset classes or the underlying U.S. equity space, that you are alerted for those changes as well.
Absolutely. Always worthwhile to make sure you're as up to date as possible, especially in the current state of things. So with that here this afternoon, I think we have touched on most of what we were looking to cover here as the market continues to trade into the close. So obviously a fair amount of movement. And if you have any further questions on anything that you're seeing or any particular chart discrepancies that you might be looking at with the volatility that we've seen in the market, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You're more than welcome to reach out to us at the normal analyst line during normal business hours. Phone number is 804-320-8511. Or anything you'd rather type rather than talk about, more than welcome to shoot us an email as well. Email address is dwa@dorseywright.com. So with that, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. To all of you, thank you for joining us here this week, and we look forward to having you back next week.